But anyway, that's just an entree. I really just had to do a deity because I'm now going to do a douche. And the douche of the week. Any guesses at all, Christina?
Oh, his player name might start with a P.
Yep,
for Prick. And then a Y.
Yep.
And he might play for Sydney.
Yes.
And am I on the right wavelength?
Yeah, 100%. So, Tom Papley, you are the douche of the week. Now, you know, I could tackle this on various angles. This is what I want to say. Sydney are in form right now, in tremendous form, and you'd argue, like, look like sort of early premiership favourites. So congratulations to Sydney. You won the game. Well done. The amount of whinging and whining that went on through the game, firstly, by players on Sydney's team, in particular Papley, who, I'll remind you, ducks and dives and played for free kicks all game and does that every single fucking week. I've got no issues with supporters going apeshit and supporters being irrational and carrying on like pork chops. This was the Sydney players. This level of entitlement that they have is something to behold. But entitlement is what describes Papley, because this guy is no clean skin. He's no ball player. This guy has a history of behind the play shenanigans, of off the ball bullshit, and yet, such is his entitlement, he carries on like we were out of line. Mentioned it at halftime, mentioned it multiple times after the game. He's basically decreed that Peter Wright is guilty. He said Peter Wright went too far, I think were his words, yeah. And we'll talk about that because he's been sent straight to the tribunal. I can see a massive miscarriage of justice coming along, but we'll get to that. But I just say to Papley, mate, I apologise because I didn't realise that premierships were awarded in March. Because such is your carry-on and such is your arrogance, and for you to be as disrespectful as you've been towards our players by saying we're going for the man, not the ball, it's all off-the-ball stuff, etc., you'd want to make sure you win the flag. You must be extremely confident you're going to win the premiership. Because if you don't, I'll be coming for you and everyone will be coming for you. Because the level of arrogance, the level of disrespect, you better fucking win the flag, mate. And guess what? There's a long way for the season to, a long way to go. The season has many, many, many months to play out. They're not awarded in March. So you, my friend, need to sit down, shut the fuck up, pull your head in. I can handle it from supporters. I can even handle it from the odd administrator like Eddie Maguire, who'll talk about what happens on the field. But usually there's a code amongst players and coaches, and even when something is out of line, and I don't think Peter Wright had any intent whatsoever to hurt somebody, but even in those circumstances, players and coaches will be circumspect and not do what you've done, which is disrespect an entire club. So, mate, look forward to seeing you back in Melbourne, and I don't want to hear another whinge. I don't want to hear another whine. I don't want to see you play for a free kick. And don't you dare start targeting young players off the ball, a la Nick Dacos or anybody else. Start throwing your weight around. You better be a clean skin, mate, because your carry-on in the last 18, 24 hours, whatever it is now since the game ended, is disgraceful. There, I'm done. I'll grab a sip of my wine.
Well, to add to that, I think he did it on purpose.
Did what on purpose? Because he did a lot.
To make sure that Wright got his due. I think he's totally doing it on purpose.
I wouldn't doubt it.
At half time, he was straight on it. Like, he wasn't mucking about. And he's kept going. So he wants to make sure Wright's out for a month. So, I mean, they are spread Scott. in his press conference what he thought, and Brad's like, well, I'm not allowed to comment on it, but what I will say is that Peter Wright in his career has always gone for the ball. He's not the sort of person that goes for a player. He always goes for the ball. And that's his character. So that's what Brad Scott said. So we need to pay off some of the Carlton lawyers and get them in the tribunal and
see
what we can do.
You make a very good point. No player and no coach should be talking about this topic, and yet Papley feels perfectly entitled to give his opinion, and entitled is the word about this man. Winstock 2000, anything to add?
Well, I think especially a player, and I hope the other players around the competition take notice and they stand up for their fellow players regardless of club, because that's just fucked. Like, going in to purposely bash another player and put him on the line at a tribunal hearing and say that he's guilty to the public and influencing that is just disgusting, when he's clearly one of the fairest players going around. The bloke, like, is like an elephant. Like, you wouldn't hurt a mouse, that bloke, on purpose. Like, he's a gentle giant, you know? It's a really unfortunate scenario, and he's just, you know, really showing his true colours to be the prick that he is.
Yep. Some would say cunt. In fact, that was Jez's one comment from his sickbed.
Yeah.
His COVID ward was, make sure you call Papley a cunt. So there you go, Jez.
Done.
Job done. Architect.
I can't add much more. I'm assuming they've got a giant TV screen up in Sydney at the ground. He would have been able to see very clearly that Pete had his eyes on the ball pretty much the whole entire time. So a bit of a shit take, I think, to say that it was anything deliberate. Definitely wasn't.
And speaking of the man, so we just mentioned Jez, and Jez, I just quoted you, that you said cunt. Yeah, just for the listeners, before we introduce you, you've come on the line as Pissed Jez, which is my favourite Jez. And mate, I appreciate it because I know you're on your sick bed and you've gone to an alcohol cure-all, which I love. But we're not talking about Peter Wright. We're talking about Papley. What are your thoughts? You missed my rant, by the way. It was epic.
I reckon I've only got about 8 words in me, so I reckon can I get away with just saying Papley is a cunt?
Yeah. Are we wondering why we don't get invited to
media day?
Yeah, good point. Very good point. So Papley is a cunt. He's 4 words. Have you got 4 more?
I'm drinking this red wine out of a can. It's canned red wine, and it's bloody great. It's really good. It's therapeutic. It's got therapeutic values.
Give him a plug. What are they drinking? What are you drinking?
What is it?
Is it? I think it's called Riot Wine.
Oh, okay.
Peter Wright Wine.
Is it hit hard?
Yeah, it's bloody fantastic. It really leaves me a bit stunned, but yeah, that's good.
All right, I've had enough, guys. Thank you.
All right, mate. Look, Godspeed. Take it easy. And is he logging off? I don't know. No, he's gone. Yeah, I don't know that severe COVID symptoms and copious amounts of wine are a good mix, but yeah, there you go.
It seems to be working, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Papley, and I don't want to waste another moment on him. But as I said, mate, you better win the flag. You better win the flag. I know you're up and about now. Everything's looking good. I know some of us don't know what round it is. Is it round 2? Is it round 3? I know that this podcast has argued about what constitutes where you finish at the end of the year. Is it at the end of the season? Is it the end of the finals? But I know one thing. Flags are not awarded in March. So maybe you should just pull your head in and think, we've got a little bit of work to do before we're premiership winners just yet. So fuck you, Tom Papley.